The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "You see how it is written that the Christ would suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, that in his name repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to this. And now I'm sending you down to you what the Father has promised. Stay in the city then until you're clothed with the power from on high." Then he took them out as far as the outskirts of Bethany. Lifting up his hands, he blessed them. Now, as he blessed them, he withdrew from them and was carried up to heaven. They worshipped him, and then they went back to Jerusalem, full of joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We celebrate this evening the Feast of the Ascension, as you know. And no doubt you will have seen pictures and paintings of the Ascension, perhaps most famously that painting by Raphael of our Lord ascending to heaven. And you know, he's always depicted sort of taking off, almost like he's a space rocket or something, and there's a cloud under his feet and all of this sort of thing. And the thing about those paintings is that the reason we depict this event in such a way is because we really don't quite know what happened. You know, so we depict it in sort of almost mythological terms because we don't know what happened. In the Gospel this evening, it's kind of, the description is sort of lapidary. It's so short and it's so essential. To say, as he blessed them, he withdrew from them and was carried up to heaven. No mention of clouds, no mention of angels, no mention of our Lord ascending like a space shuttle. Just that he withdrew from them and was taken up to heaven. And so the problem is, if this is such a difficult and unknown reality, how are we supposed to bring this reality to bear in our lives? How are we supposed to live in the light of the Ascension? I'd suggest to you one way we could do that is by looking at the preface of this feast day. So that's the prayer that is said just before the Holy Holy. And in the preface of the feast day, we read these words: "The Lord Jesus, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended today to the highest heavens, not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before." So the ascension of our Lord isn't just something that happened 2,000 years ago. It did happen 2,000 years ago, and how it happened is a mystery, but it is also a promise to us. It is the promise that where Christ has gone in a bodily way, that is, with his humanity intact, not as a ghost or a disembodied spirit, where Christ's humanity is, God wishes us to be, and we hope that that is where our humanity will go in the end. Not to distance himself from us, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Our humanity is created with a destiny, and that destiny is heaven. It means that we're not just drifting along, taking what pleasures we can. Our lives have a purpose, a meaning, and a goal. And so then for the reality of the ascension to take root in our lives, it's true, actually, we can't understand what heaven will be like, but what we can do is we can live here and now, knowing that our humanity has a destiny. In fact, that's the whole of Christian morality in a nutshell. So Christian morality isn't about just following an external set of rules. It's about living in a way that is in accordance with, in harmony with, our humanity. But we can't understand our humanity unless we understand that our humanity has a destiny. And that destiny and that goal is to be present in heaven, where Christ has gone before, and we hope to follow. So the real question about our actions is not whether they are right or wrong. Am I breaking a rule by doing this? That's not what morality means for us, an external set of rules. Rather, the real question is what I am doing authentically human? Authentically human in the understanding that my humanity is destined for heaven. Will this action or this thing that I desire move me towards my goal? Will this action deepen my humanity and make me fit for heaven? There's a scene in a film that I quite like. It's a Kevin Costner movie. I can't remember what it's called, but the basic plot is that Kevin Costner plays a soldier who's just come back from the Vietnam War, and he's sort of been away from his family, and he's estranged from his children. And of course, he's horrified by what's gone on during the war. And he comes home and he finds his children sort of who've turned sort of wild and feral and are out playing in the woods in the back of the house. And they're all playing war games. They're all playing at being soldiers. And of course, Kevin Costner, who's been at the Vietnam War, is horrified that his children are doing this. And there's a beautiful, beautiful scene in it where his youngest daughter, who is of course a beautiful little blonde American cute girl, and she has the final say in this scene where, you know, all the boys are sort of getting ready to play their war game, and they're making their bows and arrows and collecting the stones that they're going to throw at each other and all of this sort of thing. And the little girl says, "I don't think we should do this, because my dad, Kevin Costner, says we were made for better things." The Lord Jesus, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended today to the highest heavens, not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. That is what we were made for, and we should live accordingly.